This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to talk about aviation a little bit later on in the program, but the next time you find yourself cringing at the cost of a plane ticket, consider this. Horse owners have it worse. Every year, thousands of horses travel by air, both domestically and internationally, and it ain't cheap. Triple Crown hopeful American Pharoah is expected to touch down today at MacArthur Airport on Long Island, and then he'll make the 40-mile trek overland to Belmont Park for the race on Saturday. Marketplace's Gigi Duban has more now on the business of flying horses.
When it came time for Mirsad Matanovic to send his racehorse, Metaboss, from L.A. to Kentucky for a Derby prep race, he had a decision to make. Send him on a 72-hour road trip or put him on a plane? For Matanovic, the choice was simple.
We don't want to put the horse on a van to go clear cross country, especially that caliber of a horse. No way.
Instead, Metaboss flew the horse equivalent of business class. Two slots in a stall that holds three horses. Lots of legroom. Well worth the $8,500 price tag, Matanovic says.
Those are better seats than sitting in between two people going clear cross country.
He used EquiAir shipping, which ships 500 to 800 horses a year. Rachel DeBert is co-owner. She says they've sent horses to Singapore, Malaysia, all over Europe, Saudi Arabia. Most expensive these days is Australia, DeBert says, because there's a lot of quarantine involved.
So for that, you're probably looking at about $20,000 a horse.
Shipping to Europe from the U.S. bare bones is about $5,000. And what does a horse get for that kind of money? Alfalfa, on demand.
And then they get complimentary water.
Katie Schroeder owns Equiflight. She says horses get jet lag too, so just like with us, water is key. KLM transports horses, often with people.
So it looks like it's the back of the plane. But then when you open the door thinking you're going to the restroom or something, it's actually a whole row of horses back there.
You might only know it by the smell before the AC kicks in on a hot day. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.